And let's go to the movies. This week I reviewed the third season of House of Cards. I love House of Cards. If you work in Washington, it's always hard to describe to people what it's really like. And I think House of Cards does a very good job. In the third season, Frank Underwood, our conniving, ruthless congressman, played by Kevin Spacey, one of the greatest actors of our time, in my opinion, has now ruthlessly engineered his way from Congress into the U.S. presidency. And one of the more interesting parts of season three is the U.S. president is visited by the Russian president and then travels to Moscow to negotiate with the Russian president, who's as equally ruthless and conniving as he is. Very interesting to watch them go at each other's throat. I find House of Cards to be truly Shakespearean. I've read all of Shakespeare's plays and seen many of them produced. And I really enjoy it. I think Netflix has done an incredible job with this thing. Apparently, they've announced there will be a season four. One of the things that most concerns me is when people tell me their kids or grandkids are going to Washington to work. It's fine, but they need to understand how the city really works and how government really works. So the best thing you can do is sit them down and have them watch cigars so they're prepared for the meat grinder before they get there. One of the things House of Cards does a very nice job of doing is sort of covering the economy at both the micro and macro level and how it dovetails with government and government rules and regulations and money, so it's kind of fun to watch. Finally, I would note that Netflix market cap just passed that of CBS, and it just goes to show that occasionally a media company that really does care about the consumer and treats the consumer right can put the other guys out of business, so good for you, Netflix.